Mishnah says on Daf Chafam Beis that Isha Shenach Bisha Bidei Oyv Dikuchavin, if a woman was captured by Goyim, Alei Mamon Meteres Labayla, Ayidei Nefashas Asur Labayla. If it's just a question of trying to get money, then we don't assume that necessarily she there are Mizana with her, a Manasar, and she could be Meteres Labayla. But if it's Alei Nefashas, if she was Nidan Lamisa, Nidan Lamavis, then the Goyim don't care, they're Nagim by Minig Hefker, and therefore she is going to become Asur Labayla because they're afraid that they're a Manasar. So the question all the Rishonim are bothered with, that if they were afraid they're Ma'anasir, why would that Asar Labayla to Baila Yisrael, sounds like she's also even Labayla Yisrael, why would she become Asar Labayla? Isha Zinsa Ba'inus is Meteres Labayla, so what's the Chashash over here? So Taisus says, the bottom Taisus, Dibba Maschav Adena Fashas Asar Labayla, he says that the reason is because Rechayish Hashem Nisratzis Kedei Limta Chayin Shlo Yaragana. We're afraid that, yeah, he was coming to be Ma'anasir, but maybe she was Nisratza, maybe she willingly was Maschim to be Nivel to him in order to save her life, in order to make sure that she should find favor in his eyes, and that way he won't kill her. So in a chinam, she did it because of an inus, but because of the inus, she ended up being misratza, and there was an element of ratzin, and that would be enough to aser her labayla, and for that reason, she's asur labayla. The Rishonim are bothered with Taisus, the Ramban, and the Rashba, that l'char, that is not enough to aser her labayla. For the end of the day, she was only misratza to save her life. She was misratza because she doesn't want to get killed. That's considered an inus. So it's true that, technically speaking, she did a baratzim, she was misratza, she said, I'm willing to be mazan with you, but she only did that under the threat of the gun because she didn't want to get killed. She was afraid he would kill her. That is not a real ratzim. That's a ratzim that's coming machmas inus, and therefore that lechari would not aser her labayla, so therefore they don't go with Taisus Pshat, because lechari, that would be considered an inus, and it won't aser her labayla. So the Avnei Miluim and Simon Zion, in Ois Dalet, he wants to answer Pshat and Taisus, I'll be the famous Shita of the Ma'arik. The Ma'arik has a famous yisayid, which is paskin by the Rama in Kuf Nun Ches and Ebenezer, that, and I'm sorry, Kuf Ayin Ches in Ebenezer, the Marik says that he's talking about a case where an Isha Sesh was Mizana Tachas Baila, but she thought it's Mutter, she didn't know that it's also to be Mizana. So she's a Shargagas, perhaps an Anusa in her Das, and the question is she Mataras Labaila or not? Maybe because she thought that what she did is Mutter, she didn't realize it's an Aver, it should be Nidon as a Shagig, and she should be Mataras Labaila. And the Marik says that she's going to be Asur Labayla, because it says the Isser, what Asur is in the Eshesesh Labayla, the way the Torah refers to it as a Limel Mal B'Isha, it's in and of Me'ila B'Isha, a betrayal of her Isha, of her husband, Zakta Marik. It doesn't say Limel Mal B'Hashem. She's not Asur Labayla because she betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she's Asur Labayla because she betrayed her Baal. The Etzem act of Znus is a Me'ila, betrayal of her Baal. So it doesn't make a difference if she thought it's mutter or not, even if you think it's mutter, but this is something that is be'atzim, the betrayal of your Baal, and mitzad, hilchus benon al-makam, it could be she's ptura because she thought it's mutter, and she's considered a shegagas, but mitzad the achrayas and her loyalty to her Baal, that's something that she should have known, this is an act of milah b'baila, and therefore she's a sur, even though she thought she's a shegagas, and based upon that, the Avnon wants to say that maybe over here as well, even though it's not a real ratzin, it's only a ratzin to save her life. At the end of the day, if there's an element of ratzin, that's a me'ila b'baila. Once there's a me'ila b'baila, that would be enough to aser her al baila. So from the Rashba, it doesn't say this, it's mashma, he wants to be medayik, and maybe the Rashba argues on the Ma'arik, and perhaps the Rashba would hold that if she's in a shagig, a meres mutter, then maybe she would not become a surah l'baila. And there's a big enough gemina l'halacha in this. There's a Yadua Dika Tshuva from the Binyan Tzion, and Kuf Nun Daled, they told like a story that happened, a very tragic story, that there was a man who came to a woman in Eish Hashesh, whose husband was out of town on a business trip, and basically he pretended he was a big parish and a big tzaddik, and eventually he told her that he's Eliyahu HaNavi, and he had a nevuah that was told Baruch HaKadosh, that Mashiach will come from his bia with this Isha. And he said that you have to be nivel to me in order to be able to be mighty Mashiach, and from this bia will come Mashiach ben David. And this Isha, unfortunately, fell for it. She believed him that he's Eliyahu HaNavi, and she was nivel to him, not l'shem znus, but in order to bring about Mashiach. She thought that through this, Mashiach will come. And unfortunately, she found out soon afterwards that the guy was a fake and a fraud, and obviously was not Eliyahu HaNavi, and Mashiach didn't end up coming. And the question is, now she's an Isha Sish, there was Mizana with this guy, and she should be Asur Labayla, and the Binyan Tzion struggled very much to try to come up with a heter to be Matar, because l'maaseh, she meant well, she meant l'shem Shemayim. She didn't understand what was going on, and there was no taiva l'shem znus. It was just on, she didn't realize that there was an element of shagging inus over here. And the question is there a makom to be mati her? And he says that the problem is, if this ma'arik, she should be asur l'bayla, because the ma'is of the ma'arik is saying, even if you think it's mutter, but at the end of the day, if it's a me'ila b'bayla, if you do an act which is a me'ila against your baal, that is going to asur l'bayla, even though you had all the good reasons in the world to do it, it's not going to make a difference. The etzem ma'is is nus, asur z'nishin l'bayla, even if she's in a meres I'm a mutter, even if she's a shagagas, and based upon that, he was mitzadded to asser her. But Lamaisa, if you this Rashba, if it's true, like the Rambam is saying, that the Rashba argues on the Ma'arik, there would be a starker sheet than the Rishonim, not like the Ma'arik, that would hold that in such a case, perhaps she would be mutter, even though she was ma'elis b'bayil, even though she did a baratzen, but being that she didn't realize and wasn't done l'shem znus, then l'fi the Rashba, maybe there'd be a tzad to be mater. The Ben Etzin himself has a different tzad to be mater her, that perhaps the Svar of the Ma'arik wouldn't be nagei over here. Maybe this is even a more of an Eimer Mutter in l'shem Shmaim, and she b'chlal didn't mean to do any Me'ila b'bayla, and he has a tzad to be mater, but he says only if Gadol would be maskim to him. But Al Kopanim is a very Yisraelistic machlekes, comes out over here between the Rashba and the Ma'arik. What is the getter of the Me'ila b'bayla that Aser is an Isha al-Bayla?